This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how God has uniquely prepared you for His work. In this series, we're addressing our inner child, and sometimes we can feel like, I want what I want when I want it. Other times, we experience feelings of inadequacy. And in many instances, God is uniquely preparing us for something, but we can't always see it when it's happening. And I think this might have been the case even in David's life. So prior to David defeating Goliath, he told King Saul that he wasn't afraid and he believed that he could be the one to defeat Goliath. Saul didn't believe him initially, but David insisted. So Saul said, okay, finally, let's begin to prepare you for battle. So Saul's way of preparing David was by giving him a bronze helmet and a coat of mail, which is a protective garment made of metal rings. He even strapped a sword over David. And David tried these things on for size and walked around a little while, but he quickly became very uncomfortable. He told Saul that he had never worn such things before and that he couldn't go into battle with them. He explained to Saul that when he watched over his father's sheep and a lion or bear came to steal a lamb, he used his bare hands to club and attack the animal. What he was really telling Saul is that he would rather trust the way that God had uniquely prepared him for that moment rather than to lean on his own human understanding with all of this extra armor. And so today, that's how I want to encourage you, that God might be preparing you for a greater assignment. And what we have to do is follow this verse: trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Proverbs 3:5. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, know you are being uniquely prepared.